Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
A reminder, if you miss any of The Burt Show, you don't have to miss anything. We put it up on in podcast form. You can get the entire show at one time if you got like a long drive. We also put it up segment by segment, so you can read the headlines and go, I'll pass on that one. That one sucks. But that one seems interesting. And then you can just listen to that one. So our podcast is on any podcasting platform. So long form, short form, doesn't matter. Check it out. It's The Burt Show. Today, International Women's Day, or it's coming up?
It is today. Cassie, happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Kristen. Happy International Women's Day. Hey, Katie, happy International Women's Day.
So, yeah, this is a day where if you could just amplify women's voices and learn about any bias, stereotypes, discrimination that is out there. It's just a day to find more equality, inclusiveness, diversity for women in society, in the workplace, everywhere.
Here's to you.
And if you think that a day like this is not necessary, let me just tell you that one of the first comments on our social media posts that Rebecca made on Facebook was, when is International Men's Day?
November 19th.
Yep. So there you go. You guys get a day too.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh,
that's cool. That does just highlight to me the need for International Women's Day.
Right.
And it was a quick Google. Like if you really wanted to know when International Men's Day was, you could have Googled that and it literally would have popped up November 19th.
Yeah, that's just a middle finger right there.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you.
All right, so let me ask you guys a weird question that are listening. If you are happily married to a man that has no sense of humor at all. 1-855-BIRD
Show. That was out loud.
I mean, none. He's not funny at all. Zero, right? But your marriage is flourishing. This is not what you were looking for in a dude. So it is possible to fall in love with a man that doesn't make you laugh. 1-855-BIRD Show. Here's why I'm asking. Legitimate question. Friend comes to me and is wondering, like, you know, I'm on all these dating apps now. I'm not having any luck whatsoever. Or I go out on a date and they don't seem to work. And the one thing that I notice in all of these dating apps is how women are looking for dudes that can make them laugh. That's like number one.
Laughter is my love language.
All right.
Absolutely. My husband makes me laugh every single day.
Look, I've used this to my advantage my entire life. I am not walking into a bar and women are going to go, oh my God, look at that guy.
Look at that short cup of water.
Yeah. Look at that little shot glass.
It's a shot.
It's a little shot glass.
Giving shot. Right.
Listen, you may not be a tall drink of water, but you are a short shot of tequila.
Yeah. I would take that, right?
Yes, sir.
But I always felt, you know, my dad really didn't give me a lot of advice in any area except when it came to women, and most of it was really, really bad. But one thing he did say that resonated to me is that guys fall in love with their eyes. Women fall in love with their ears.
Mm. I've always believed that.
So if you can make a woman laugh, make a woman feel safe, then you got a pretty good shot. And I've had enough confidence to go, if I could just have a half an hour, give me half an hour to talk to you and make you laugh, then you might think like, okay, short guys aren't that bad. But what if you do not have a sense of humor and you can't make somebody laugh at all? So this dude knows that he just is not good at telling jokes. He's not great at telling stories. His thing is like not being funny. And he also knows that he's not extremely great looking either. So can you teach funny, or can you fall in love with somebody that has no sense of humor and has never made you laugh? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Well, I think when it comes to senses of humor, that there there's different types. So what might make one person laugh might not make another person laugh. So I think you just have to find the person that gets you and gets your type of sense of humor. So maybe he just hasn't found the woman that gets him and his jokes or commentary about life.
He's fun. He's one of these dudes that you like having in your group because he's fun but not funny. You know, he's like up for anything, doesn't take things too seriously, but he can't tell a joke, can't tell a story. And, you know, if you're looking for somebody that's going to make you laugh, this is not the dude. And he's starting to think like maybe that's a big L right there.
I feel like that's interesting because I don't think you can teach funny per se, but I do feel like everybody has some sense of humor to them, whether it's like a dry humor, a dark humor. You got something in there. It's
quirky.
Hard for me to believe that you don't have some form of a sense of humor. You probably just haven't discovered which form is your best.
No, I assure you, he is not
like
funny at all.
Nothing is in there.
Zero.
Well, you asked.
Damn.
You asked if any women are with men who have zero sense of humor, and there's nobody on the line.
No calls. So he's right. If you can't make a woman laugh, you're going to be lonely for the rest of your life.
It's a wrap.
Because there's not one call here saying, yeah, my husband has, he is not funny. I just understand that. Can you teach somebody funny as a stand-up comedian, which Mo is? Can you teach funny to somebody, or are you either it or not?
Well, you could be the hitch of comedy.
Oh, never looked at it that way. But I don't want that, y'all. I don't think so. I mean, you can teach somebody how to deliver jokes. Like, you can kind of maybe teach delivery and timing and maybe cadence, but that natural ability to just turn a situation into something that will make someone laugh, I feel like that's something that you just have.
Because my husband is not a joke teller, but his observational humor is like through the roof.
Yeah, yeah, your husband is a joke. All right, so, you know,
he's
what?
He's really excited to hang out with you tomorrow night, too.
I'm getting my ass kicked for sure. Caleb here, good for women who aren't calling their husbands out going, yeah, my husband sucks when it comes to humor. But dudes are calling and going, I am very boring. Hey, Caleb, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so you realize, like, you're just not good at telling jokes. You're not funny.
No, but what you said was a little off. I'm a Caroline's husband. She told me to call, so she made me call for you guys.
Wait a second. Wait, our intern called you and said, hey, you have no sense of humor. Will you call the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
funny.
Yeah, by calling the show, you have a sense of humor.
Right, so you do have a sense of humor. You're just not good at telling.
I told her I didn't know what to say. She had to push me into calling.
So do you?
Well, hey, Caleb, she doesn't get an A, but you do.
Yeah, for sure. So you're not a joke teller. You're not a funny person, but she clearly loves you and finds you endearing. And you do have a great sense of humor because you called.
I guess so. I'm not too good with jokes, I guess, about.
All right, let's hear one.
What you got?
Yeah, where you got? You got to have one joke.
The only jokes I make are dirty jokes to her. I can't say them on the air.
He sounds fun, though.
Yeah. So I do think there's a difference between being funny and having a sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think if you can have a sense of humor together, that is just as good as making someone laugh as being able to laugh with somebody.
And Caleb, while I got you on the line here, man, I am sorry that I didn't engage more in conversation with you at our party. I couldn't hear what you were saying because my ears suck in that kind of environment. So I was,
you're good. It was loud.
I was nodding and you were talking and I'm like, yeah, for sure. No. And I had no idea what you were talking about. So I'm sorry I didn't engage
it's all
more.
Good.
Okay.
It's not you, Bert's just old.
It was about
the Bert Joe, real deaf.
Yeah. And us having conversations with ambient noise around like that, with these headphones that have been on my whole life, I can't hear anything.
Those days are over.
Alex, you're on The Voice Disguiser. You are married to a boring spouse.
Yes, I am. And the worst thing about it is he thinks he is hilarious.
Oh, no.
Those are the worst guys. Right. So he's trying to be funny. So for every 10 jokes he tells, how many times do you laugh?
Maybe one.
Okay, he's hitting a 10%.
Probably end up laughing more at how bad the joke is than anything else.
But
yeah, or the fact that, like, is this the one, like, we're around his family is when he tries to be funny. and everybody just goes quiet, and that's fun.
Okay, but at the end of the day, how long have you guys been married?
We have only been married for a year, but we've been together for going on 6 years.
Okay. All right.
So you know what you're getting.
You know what you're getting.
And you're totally fine with it.
Yes.
Are you?
She doesn't say. Not entirely.
The Burt Show.
So we are about to start texting with Claire here. I'm not exactly sure if we are texting her twin sister or we are texting the guy that her twin sister just broke up with to make a move on him.
Oh.
This one.
Juicy.
Yep.
I'm just going to leave now.
Claire, who exactly are we texting?
Oh, so we're texting my identical twin sister's ex.
The ex. Okay.
Yeah.
Danger, danger, danger here. Tell us how long they've been broken up. This is pretty complicated here, so I'm guessing that you and your twin sister don't get along real well.
Yeah, it's funny. People think because we're identical twins that we're like best friends. We do everything together. That's the furthest thing from the truth. We are so different. And to be honest, like, I had a thing for her ex for a long time, and I watched her throughout the relationship just treat him miserably. I mean, she's kind of a miserable person. She treats people bad all the time, but he was so good to her. You know, she did not deserve him in any capacity. And honestly, it's not like they were together for 5 years. They were together like, I don't know, less than a year. And they broke up in November. And I've been thinking about him constantly. And him and I always had a great relationship. You know, and he would come to me with issues and stuff that they would have, but yeah, she doesn't deserve him, and he's a good guy, so why not go for it?
Well, the good news is we already know that he thinks you're hot.
So as far as the breakup goes, I'm assuming she broke up with him?
She did. Okay. She broke up with him. It was a nasty breakup, too. She didn't do it the right way. She's just not a good person. Like, I'm sorry.
Would you be attracted to this dude if it wasn't your twin sister's ex?
100%.
Okay.
He's my type. He's not even really her type. That's the irony. Hmm.
Is this the first time that you and your sister have had similar interest or interest in the same guy?
Yes, to this extent. I mean, yeah, maybe we would like crush on each other's significant other when we were young. But like, this is the first time I'm like, oh, yeah, I have my eyes on the prize. And listen, I'm not getting any younger. I want to be in a committed relationship. So
I need to know more about your twin sister to feel like I can get behind this, because mm-hmm. if we do this, you're going to really destroy your relationship with her for the long haul. So when you say she's not a good person, what do you mean by that?
She just always has a chip on her shoulder. Like, always. Just one of those people that's so ungrateful for everything. She looks at everybody else's life. She's always on social media like, oh, well, why does this person have that? And oh, she's ugly and very judgy, very mean. She just doesn't have manners. I'm surprised. We were raised from the same really amazing parents, and she just went the whole other way. The bad attitude, she's unmotivated, you know, and I saw a glimpse of hope with her ex. I felt like she was starting to be a little bit nicer, and then she just went back to her crabby self. She's just not a good person. She was always canceling on him last minute, or making him wait, or like demanding things from him. I'm just not that kind of person. I'm much more of a gentle person. She's very aggressive, and she doesn't even have a lot of friends because of that.
Do you think that she might think that you're not a good person if you do this?
To be honest, I can care less.
Oh, so we got some tension here.
Okay, and to clarify, we're doing this, Claire, because you actually like him and want to pursue something with him, not to stick it to your sister.
Correct.
Okay.
It is not to stick it to her. I don't have time for baby games. See, she's very vindictive. Like, she has those ways. That's not me. But I thought about this long and hard. I mean, they broke up in November,
yeah.
Right? So I've been thinking about it. And every time I go on a date with somebody, I'm always thinking about him. So at the end of the day, I'm like, I got to just go for it. Why shouldn't I be happy? She would do it to me in a heartbeat.
All right, let's take a look at this from 30,000 feet just for a second before we go ahead and we help you with this. So this will not only affect your sister, but your parents probably aren't going to be real happy about this either.
They're going to have to pick a side.
Yeah, they're going to have to pick a side also. So are you prepared to mix it up with everybody here? Because that's really what we're going to do.
Yeah, they know she's miserable too. No. Everybody saw it, so it's not just me. It's not just me.
This guy just must be an absolute stud if you're willing to blow up your entire family over this. But you know what? I respect it, sister.
And you also have to take into account too, like Claire. So yeah, obviously aesthetically, you're probably his type because, you know, he dated your twin sister. But he, after this relationship with her, and if she is as miserable as you say and the breakup was bad, he may want nothing to do with her and her family, and that includes you.
Or maybe even like looking at you is like, oh, reminds me of how badly your sister treated him, you know? So he might not be open to it for a whole bunch of different reasons that really don't have anything to do with you at all.
I mean, it's very possible, but I will say that he was always extra nice to me. And even after they broke up, we've ran into each other, you know, a few times, and he's been super friendly, maybe borderline flirty. I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it, but I didn't feel any kind of angst because he knew the kind of person my sister was. So I think it was like a sigh of relief in a way. Maybe he was hurt because the way she did it, but I don't know. To me, it's like a sigh of relief that he had because he didn't look too heartbroken when I saw him not long after. So okay. I don't really know, but I just want to go for it. Why the heck not?
Right? All right. Claire, give us a couple of minutes here. We will regroup and we come back here in just a couple of minutes. We will start helping you text your twin sister's ex-boyfriend.
Okay. That was crazy.
That was a mouthful.
Wait, her miserable twin sister.
Yes.
Twin sister's ex-boyfriend.
Which makes it okay.
Yes. Right. Which makes it totally fine.
The twin sister is not a good person.
No.
She's terrible.
Horrible. She's mean. We're not going to say she's ugly because that's your twin sister, and that would be rude. But she's ugly on the inside.
She's ugly on the inside.
They are not identical on the inside.
It's like beautiful on the outside.
Of course.
Texting Tutor coming up next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we are about to start texting for Claire. She is ready to blow up the family. She wants our help texting her twin sister's ex-boyfriend, who she feels like her twin sister treated him like crap. He deserved better than that. She'd been crushing on him hard. They ran into each other. She kind of felt like the ex was flirting with her. She feels like the chemistry is there. She feels like this will be accepted eventually with her family. So we're about to text this dude and say, hey, remember me?
Yeah,
so hey, I look like my sister. We should do it.
Her twin sister and he dated for less than a year. And they broke up back in November, so there's been some breathing room. And the way she has described her twin sister is that essentially of an egomaniac monster who is just a miserable, terrible person trying to make everybody around her miserable.
So that's what we're going with. Okay, so how have you ever texted this dude before, ever?
Yeah, I mean, there were a few times that we've texted. But just like casually, like if my sister's phone died and she needed to tell him something, I would be kind of the go-between. But
okay, so it'll be a little odd for him to get this random text.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. With that, where do we even start?
Not it.
Not it.
Not it.
Not it. Hey. How many E's is in that hey? It's like three and then with one of those like sad emojis like hey. Okay, what if we Cassie save me, swoop in.
You are the one that has a sister. Granted, she's not a twin sister, but you have a sister, so let's pretend like she's your twin. How would you reach out to your sister's ex-boyfriend to ask him out?
I think I would go in with a joke because I think that's the only way you can do this. And I'm trying to workshop it in my head, like maybe a parent trap joke where, you know, like a movie with twins or something like, how do you feel about something that's familiar but upgraded?
I know you found my sister hot. You just didn't like her on the inside. How about dating somebody that looks just like her but is much kinder?
How about we just send like a you up text?
This is going to feel like deja vu, but I promise you it's not. Hey, long time no talk. Been thinking about you. Have something really weird to ask you.
Should it be been thinking about you since we ran into each other?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So, hey, long time no talk. Been thinking about you since we ran into each other. I have something weird to ask you.
Really?
Really weird.
Really weird?
I have something.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Just send it just like that. No, no emoji, no, nothing.
Yeah. You can do that like smiling like a
the awkward emoji if you want.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
You know that wide smile, but it's not a smile. It's just like teeth. Yeah. Like.
Okay.
What do you think her reaction is going to be at some point? Because you know he did write back.
Hey, I like weird questions. What's up?
Oh, okay.
How would you like to date somebody that looks exactly like your ex, but has a much better personality?
That's funny.
I do like that.
I like that.
Use identical.
How would you like to date somebody who looks identical to your ex, but has a way better personality?
Okay. Identical to your ex.
Do we do a winky face?
Wink, wink.
Ooh. No.
Face. Okay, no emojis. No.
Okay, I'm sending it.
She is figuratively and literally sending it.
So he wrote back.
Okay.
He said, well, I guess it would depend on which ex,
What?
Oh.
What an idiot.
Okay. Maybe he's playing.
Okay.
So let's respond back and be your most recent ...
Are we sure that that's his most recent ex or?
They broke up in November. Do you know if he's dated anybody since?
I may or may not have stalked his Instagram a little bit, but no, I mean, maybe he went on a few dates with people, but it didn't seem like anybody, my sister, know what I mean? So.
How about we say the one you parted ways with in November?
Oh, my God.
He knows who you are, right? Like, he has your number. He's not trying to figure out who you are.
No, he knows he definitely knows who I am. Yeah, he has my number in his phone. I know that for sure. I don't understand this, but I don't know. He said, I was kidding, but also a bit confused. I think you might want to talk to that ex who might not be an ex anymore.
This is a plot twist.
Didn't see this coming.
So they're going out with
each
other. Oh, damn. Oh, my. Claire, you're in so much trouble.
No, she's not, because she has not revealed that it's her.
Huh?
Well, yes, she
said November.
She spelled it out. Yeah.
She didn't say. We said identical, but she didn't mean her. She goes, okay, I'll tell my friend that you're taken.
Yeah,
well,
right.
We can get out.
We're cool. Wait, no, you can come out now.
Yeah,
my friend.
Yes. Here's what we do. Be like, I didn't realize y'all got to back together. I was texting you on behalf of my sister because she's done so much internal work.
We don't. Absolutely not.
So clearly you guys aren't close. You've already said that. So you don't even know that she has been seeing him again.
No, I mean, I haven't spoke to her in quite a bit. We had a recent blowout, but that's all.
Okay. I think this text is wrong number. Who's this?
No.
That's all we got.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to get out of here with minimal burns, okay? Be like,
okay.
I had no idea! Exclamation point. My bad. I never would have reached out had I known. I'll be sure to let my friend know you're not on the market. Are we okay with this?
Yeah,
I know you think we're already had, I don't think we are.
Totally. I mean, you have no other option. You have to.
Yeah, you have to go to
her. Well, she's already insulted the sister anyway, even in this text, because she said somebody that looks identical but has a way better personality. So she's already insulted the sister.
He knows. He knows she has a crappy personality.
Yes. So we're just, we may have insulted your sister, but we have plausible deniability here. We have never said any names. You didn't send a boo pic. Like, I think we can weasel our way out of this.
Oh, my gosh. He said, wait. Hold on. He said, thanks for letting your friend in quote.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been made.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would write back. Wish you all the best with your girlfriend, in quotes.
But that really is his girlfriend.
Yeah, until she breaks his heart and takes off.
Doesn't make any sense.
I'm annoyed. He's stupid, and her sister is stupid.
Okay.
They deserve each other. You deserve way better.
How about finger quotes, talk soon?
I kind of like it because it's just so random.
It just doesn't make any sense at all.
That's all we got.
I did know somebody who used to use quotes inaccurately all the time, and it drove me crazy.
I sign off with, make sure you don't call me her name tonight.
Damn.
Oh, bye.
Just let this thing go. You've lost. The problem here is going to be the follow-up when he goes and he tells your sister what happened. Mm. Now you're really screwed. Mm. We got to.
I mean, whatever.
No way.
I'll deal with her accordingly.
So
don't care if I hurt her feelings.
Okay. Do we respond with, no quotations necessary, I'll seriously let her know? Or do we just thumbs up it, or do we just ignore it altogether?
I think you thumbs up and get out.
Get up out of
everybody knows what's going on.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But she never said it was her.
He knows.
Yeah, we did.
Come on.
Okay, time out, Ray. We just called him identical.
No, time
out. We have talked so often about how dense dudes are that we literally have to spell it out for them in every other text message. And then magically, this is the one dude that gets everything.
He literally used the quotes around your friend. He knows. There is no hiding.
He thinks he knows. He doesn't know. He thinks he knows, which is why we need to prove what he thinks is wrong.
Right. Is anyone else in Delulu
Land? Somebody light the gaslighter. You're about to gaslight him.
I just say, give him the thumbs up and get the hell out, man.
Kristen, you can come out now.
I don't appreciate him. Whatever world you live in, I want a one-way ticket there. I don't appreciate him making assumptions that I'm talking about myself. He has made a major assumption that it is me.
She is talking about herself.
That's not the point.
Now boarding all rows to Delulu Land. Can we just send, hey Siri, undo send text? That would make me laugh so hard.
You need to abort mission, man.
Yeah.
Thumbs up it and get out.
No, send a gift that says abort mission. Like, I think you can leave this on a funny high note and walk away with your head high. I feel like the thumbs up is like tail between the legs.
Oh, okay.
I think we got to own it. Like, obviously, he knows it's the twin. So I think something funny, like an abort mission gif or something like that, is a little humorous. And then you can walk away with your head high and just leave it at that.
Eject.
That's funny.
Eject.
That's a funny meme.
Goosen in Top Gun, but he hits and he doesn't fling it out.
If you want to send like the eject or abort mission, is fine. But yeah, I mean, the damage is done.
All right.
There's a funny one of a bunch of penguins, and it just says, run away.
Oh my God, I just saw that one. I am sending that. That's perfect. Okay, I'm just going to send the penguins and blinking run away. I'm just going to do that.
Is
at
that
this
funny?
Point, whatever.
That makes you feel better.
That's funny.
Okay, at least I can laugh.
That's all you can do.
All right, I'm sending.
Okay.
I'm just sending.
It's just a big herd of penguins. I know that's not what they're called. I don't know what a giant group of penguins is called.
A flock?
A froth?
Is it really a froth?
I made that up.
No. Now I gotta know.
Right?
I feel like it's something weird, like a tuxedo of...
In the water, they're called a raft of penguins, but on land, they're called a waddle. Or a rookery colony or huddle.
I just call them cute as hell. They're so cute.
Has he responded back, or is that what we're finishing with here?
He just sent a smiley face that's laughing.
Okay, so we're done.
All right, we're done.
See? It was a good exit.
Yes.
Let's see what he does. I am really interested to talk to you again, like on Monday, because let's hope he keeps this to himself and doesn't bring it up to your sister, because that will cause the drama that you were so desperately trying to avoid.
Mo and Bert, if this happened to you guys, you're telling your significant other, right?
No.
Uh-uh.
Really?
I wouldn't.
What?
Nah, absolutely not.
Not twin sister or anything.
Nope.
There's no way he doesn't say something.
I'm not saying a word.
I wouldn't say anything.
Would you guys?
If my husband's brother, I would say something. Just because I wouldn't want it to get around, like, oh, the brother goes to my boyfriend, and then it's a whole thing. I just get ahead of it.
Maybe if I knew they already didn't really like each other, I might.
But if I
felt like they had a good relationship, I wouldn't.
If you don't say anything, and I find out later, I think it's because you're holding out, and you might actually like her and want to be with her one day.
Well, I am.
Have you seen Jessica?
Fair.
All right, Claire, we'll let you go. Let us know on Monday how it goes, okay, over the weekend?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Sorry about that, babe.
Don't forget, you're the hotter twin.
Walk with God.
Thank you.
I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and
6'1" since that matters.
And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
So in a second, we'll get into just how blunt you can be with a friend. Her friend's been making some changes to herself. And our listener is wondering if she should step in because things aren't looking right to most people in the office and their friend group. We'll get into that in a second. Quick update, Cassie, on the stress and controversy of your daughter's big homework presentation.
So I was so annoyed. I have a 4-year-old daughter who's not even in real school yet. It's like preschool. It's really a daycare, but they do some preschool learning, which I love. And they are starting to give her homework, which I'm not a fan of, but it's helpful, like tracing letters, stuff we do with her anyway. And then they assigned a presentation to her, which gives me bad flashbacks because I sucked at these in school. I'm talking like the 3-trifold, like science fair style posters.
Uh-huh.
And she had to get up in front, like decorate and get up in front of the class and say something about the person.
And she's how old?
4. She just turned 4, like 3 months ago. So I'm like,
so this is your assignment. This is not her assignment, right?
Well, I looked at it and then I realized I was too invested. And this is a 4-year-old. So I'm like, cool, I'm really going to let her have her creativity with this. I will guide her and, you know, work on it with her. Although I'm annoyed because now I do have homework. And it was the week we were going to Disney for Bird's Big Adventure that it was due. And then they sprung on us. It was due a day earlier, whatever. And so I'm like, it's going to be fun. And then we received the note. These are going to be displayed, so they have to look good. AKA parents, you need to do the poster board is what I took away from that.
Yep.
And so now I'm really annoyed. But I was like, I will find a happy medium. I will come up with the concepts and Hazel will work on it with me. So she stuck the letters on. They're a little crooked. She helped glue things into place. It's slightly crooked, but it's a good looking. It looks like a 4-year-old and their parent put it together. I wanted it to be hers. And it was good. We learned about this person. We practiced for days what she was going to say to in the presentations to her class, which they were allowing all parents to come in and see. And so, you know, we finally got done and Hazel got sick. And so she missed the entire presentation. And the poster board is sitting at our house.
Oh, get out of here.
Which I am glad because I walked through the halls and saw those poster boards and some of those parents took it as a personal challenge.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that they are very creative. I will give them that. And that is not a level of involved I will be.
At least you know yourself.
At least we got through it and she learned the stuff. But now I have a dumb poster board at my house. I don't feel like I can throw away. And it's just sitting in the corner of the living room.
Can she come on here and do her presentation here?
She could, but it's just one sentence.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay. I'll film her doing it. I think that'll go over better. And we'll see how well it goes.
Okay. All right. So I think that if you're really, really close to somebody, like almost best friends-ish, you should be able to say anything you want to them with sensitivity, knowing that it's coming from a good place, right?
Yeah. There are a lot of times people are like, I'm just being honest, when in actuality, they're just saying, and they're making an a-hole remark. Like, there is a way to be honest and kind.
Yeah. You volunteering your opinion in the interest of just being honest without it being asked just makes you an a-hole.
Correct.
Doesn't make you a very honest person.
100%.
So, we get this email from one Burt Show listener. It says she's got a friend, and I think it's a coworker as well. That's maybe getting like some work done on her face or whatever, and it's not looking so great. And she's wondering if she should say something.
I need a lot of opinions on a very delicate situation. I have a coworker who's also become a really close friend. I consider her one of my best friends and probably the one I talk to the most these days. The problem is that gradually over a few years and more rapidly in the last couple months, she's been making significant changes in her appearance due to what appears to be multiple cosmetic procedures. She tells me about some, but I'm pretty sure she's doing a lot more than what she's divulging. While I respect everyone's right to make choices about their own bodies and appearance, I can't shake the feeling that something might be wrong. Now, before I go any further, I want to make it clear, I am not here to judge or shame anyone for their decisions. My concern stems from the fact that my friend's recent transformations make her look drastically different to the point where she doesn't even seem recognizable or even fully human. There is nothing about her appearance that looks natural. I'm genuinely worried for her well-being and wonder if there might be underlying self-esteem issues driving these changes. I care about her deeply, and I fear that she may end up regretting the decision she's making. I also wonder if she's become numb to the changes and doesn't realize how dramatically different and unnatural she looks. And I know that other people's opinions don't matter. I'm concerned she may realize that a lot of people are talking about it or staring at her. As a friend, I want to be there for her in a way that she needs. If I'm supposed to be blunt and honest about stuff like this, I will be. I just don't know if that is the right thing to do or not. And if it is, what do I say and how can I say it delicately?
Yeah, she could really use your help on this. 1-855-BIRCHELL. I'm very curious if you've had work done. Has anybody said to you like, or when you were looking at yourself in the mirror, maybe you saw something very different than others saw? And it was a complete disconnect. And did anybody say anything to you about it? I wouldn't say anything, I don't think.
I'm not saying a word. I mean, even if you are a good friend of mine. Now, if you ask me, like you said earlier, that's a different thing. If you ask me, I'd find
like,
a way to be honest.
Like, hey, I got my lips done. How do they look?
What do you think, right?
Yeah.
And you have to, like you said, find a way to deliver that delicately, which I would do. But I would be 100% honest in how I felt if I were asked. If I'm not asked, I'm not offering any information.
As somebody who has gotten quote-unquote work done. I've gotten fillers. I've done neurotoxins, a.k.a. injectables. I go to Atlanta Face and Body. Ding! I prefer a more natural look. I know some people go in, and I talked to my injector about this. She has had people come in and say, I want it to look like I got work done because to them, it makes it seem like they have status and they have money. So they want it to be noticeable, whereas I'm like, all right, well, let's do our thing. But I want to look like youthful in me. I don't want to look like a completely different person. Now, beauty is objective. So if this is the way she wants to look, then this is the way she, it may not be your cup of tea. It may not be what you do to your face, but it's what she's doing to hers. If she asks you, then yes, I say you're delicately honest. If she's not asking your opinion or like, hey, should I do this? Should I get this? What do you think about what I did? I don't honestly think I'm saying anything unless I see other areas where I feel like her self-esteem is lagging. Like if she's with a man that treats her really bad and she's like, there has to be other areas in life where I feel like something's going on from a body, self-esteem, image standpoint.
Is there something like face dysmorphia?
Yes, there is. There? Absolutely.
Really?
Yes, for sure.
So she, after this all this work, she may look in the mirror and see something very differently than the rest of the world sees. This has to be the case in Los Angeles.
You get on
the plane in LA and you're like, damn, where am I?
And I mean, and it also, it can be addicting. Like this can be an addiction. Like you do one thing and then it's like a little bit more, like especially like you see it a lot of time with lips. You do a little bit and then you get used to it and you're like, I need more. And then you do it and then you get used to it and you're like, I need more. And before you know it, you're over here like touting some freaking bratwurst on your lips and thinking it looks completely normal when it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, body dysmorphia is a real thing. And I know no matter how many times my friends or family tell me that my body looks one way, I will never see it that way. So that has taught me to just mind my business when it comes to how people see themselves.
That is totally the truth.
Get it? The Bert Show. What's trending now? Yo! Kristen knows. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
So an ex-exotic dancer who partied with Prince Harry in Vegas is threatening to release nude photos of him. Why? Because he didn't mention her in his autobiography.
Are you freaking kidding me? Was this the same time that he was in Vegas and he got caught in like the jacuzzi or something like
that? Well, he was in that suite and he was naked around a pool table holding like hiding his junk or whatever in his hands, hugging some chick and those photos went viral.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Kerry Reichert, who goes by the stage name Kerry Royale, she has vowed to post these explicit photos on her OnlyFans because Harry failed to mention her in his memoir, Spare. She goes, I have some nice pictures of him in the buff. So Kerry Royale, who is now 52, claims she kissed the Duke of Sussex, who was 27 at the time when they were at the Encore Suite at the Wynn Las Vegas back in 2012. She says, I have never released pictures out of respect. Now it doesn't matter. He's a bloody idiot.
Yeah, I mean, this is clearly a money grab and clicks grab, right?
Chasing clout. Absolutely. Yeah. That's all that is.
All right. Ariana Grande confirmed that her highly anticipated new album, Eternal Sunshine, which is out today on International Women's Day, will include a reimagined version of Brandy and Monica's classic, The Boy Is Mine.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would she touch that song?
I don't know.
There's no need for that.
There is no need for it. Like, if you're not familiar with the classic, it does not need to be touched. Would we like to hear Ariana Grande's version?
Oh, I guess.
Yep.
Go for it, Tommy.
Me, my descent to be, can't unsee it, but I don't wanna cross no sea. I'm usually so unproblematic, so independent, tell me why.
It sounds nothing like it. It's kind of horrible, but it doesn't even feel like it's pays homage to the original.
She never should have compared the two.
At all. There was no need for it.
I don't think so either. Yeah, when I read that and I saw that, I was like, no. Hey, let's hear the OG one more time.
That's classic.
That is a classic. All right, so I told you guys in an earlier Entertainment Buzz that Jake Paul and Mike Tyson are going to be, they're going to fight in a live boxing match on Netflix. As I'm scrolling through Instagram before coming on the air, this photo pops up on my Insta. Did you all know Jake Paul got the same face tattoo as Mike Tyson in anticipation for this fight?
It's not a real one.
It can't be real.
You'll have to be the judge of whether or not it's real.
See, this is a Jake Paul type thing here.
Absolutely.
This is why he's so good at marketing. I mean, for as many people that dislike him, and there's a lot of things to dislike, mm-hmm. The dude is kind of a marketing genius.
No, it's not kind of. He is certainly a marketing genius.
Go ahead and Google Jake Paul face tattoo. Allegedly, it is real.
Nah.
According to him.
He just did this?
Like, yes. To I don't know whether to promote in leading up to this fight, which again isn't happening until June 20th. It'll be live streaming on Netflix from AT&T Stadium in Texas. It's the exact same face tattoo that Mike Tyson has.
I mean,
would that be something you do to get into the head of your opponent?
You're not going to get into the head of Mike Tyson.
That's not happening.
That is not happening. That dude.
Nah, this is just to sell the fight.
Yeah.
I don't think he really did that, but I wouldn't be shocked if it was real.
That Tyson is a savage. This is not going to get into his head. Mo and I, you know, off the air, will argue this. I think that Jake Paul is going to get his ass kicked, even by that 58-year-old man. I still think Mike Tyson, who was always, if you never followed boxing at all, notoriously known for having the hardest punch ever in boxing. Even at 58, Jake Paul, who hasn't been boxing all that long, has never felt an anvil like this.
I agree. I mean, Mike still has a puncher's chance always because he can still punch, but I just think he got one round. Like, Mike has one round to catch him, and if he doesn't, Jake is just going to dance around him the whole time.
He might be right.
All right, dozens of fans got frostbite during that Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game back in January. And now they have to get amputations.
No way.
I'm not kidding you. Dozens. So the temperature was -4 with a wind chill of -27 at kickoff. The Grossman Burn Center in Kansas City has treated dozens of people from frostbite. Most of them got it from that January 13th game. 70% of those frostbite patients are being advised to schedule amputations.
Oh, damn.
And those who aren't getting them are going to have to deal with lifetime effects. They will have sensitivity and pain for the rest of their lives more susceptible to frostbite in the future.
This is not a joke, and it's terrible, but I'm assuming most of those fans were ones that traveled from Miami.
One of them is a guy who took his gloves off for 5 minutes to put up a tent outside Arrowhead Stadium.
Damn.
Wow. That's horrible.
I know. All right, so if you want some more stories, make sure you check out the Burt Show podcast, where you can find us on any of your favorite podcasting platforms.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Man, do I feel foolish this morning. As somebody that's not cool, you should never address somebody's wardrobe that is cool. Mo and I were walking down the hall. I'm like, dude, you left the tag on your shoes. He's got this pretty large, like, square tag just hanging off his shoes. So I thought, our dude here just, like, bought some shoes and forgot to take the tag off. I didn't know the rules of sneaker wear.
Yeah, so with Air Jordans, there's a difference between retros and originals. And originals are a lot harder to find. They're more rare, and they cost a lot more money. So typically in the sneakerhead world, when you have a pair of originals, you don't take, like, the tag off. You leave that as it is so that people know, okay, those are originals. They're not retros.
So it's a flex to other sneakerheads.
It's absolutely what it is. 100%.
But people that aren't in that world are just going to assume that you've left the... Yeah, the tag on your shoe.
Bert thought I just missed that somehow.
Would you guys have known that?
I'm not going to lie. I would have been like, I wouldn't have said, hey, you missed that because it's kind of obvious. I would have been like.
It's just as big as the sneaker,
literally,
by the way.
And it's bright orange. I would have been like, so what's the deal with keeping the tag on the shoe? That's what I would have.
It's like the same thing with the hat. Y'all always tell me about the sticker on my hat. Like, yeah, I know it's there.
That's my intrusive thought when I saw that. I wanted to go over there and just take it and go. But, you know, I would never.
Somewhat. Similar thing happened to me years and years and years ago. Who sang the song back in the day, Two Princes? Thank you.
Spin well, Doctors.
Spin Doctors. We had them in the studio in Washington, D.C. one year, and the lead singer.
Bragger.
I know.
That's a flex, too.
If this was 1994, you guys would be like, no way!
That's so cool!
But it's not. So the lead singer is right next to me, and he's wearing like a flannel with the tag on his flannel, right? So I said to him, that's a cool move right there, like leaving the tag on there. And he's like, oh, that wasn't on purpose. Thank you.
So you just can't get it right.
I can't get it right. I'm like, oh, that was some kind of cool lead singer fashion statement. He's like, no, I just forgot to take the tag off.
Right. This is so stupid. But since we're doing tag chat, I also have a tag story.
Okay.
So this was years ago for TBS. I was moderating a panel for a show. I can't even remember the name of the show, but Danny Masterson was in it.
Okay. Who, this is the guy from the 70s show. He's in jail now, right?
Correct. All right. And so it was called like Ground Floor or something like that. It was about like a workplace comedy. And these four guys and I'm moderating the panel. So I went and got a special top to do this, you know, special fit to do this panel because I'm going to be sitting here asking these questions or whatever. And the panel went great. But as we're in the green room before the panel, when I bought the shirt, I noticed there was like a little something off with it, but I could hide it with my hair. So I was going to take it back after the panel. I had every intention. So the tag was still on there. Danny noticed the tag, got a pair of scissors, and cut it off my shirt.
No way. What?
And I couldn't sit there and be like, no, but I'm going to take it back.
How much was it?
It wasn't like super expensive, but
you weren't making as much, I'm sure, back then.
No, I wasn't. And I was just like, okay.
Thank you.
And also, a little creepy, and not looking back, it was like, I'm not saying that was a sign, but a little creepy that a dude just decided to like push my hair back, grab the tag, and cut it off of my shirt.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah,
knowing too much.
Knowing now what we know about him, that might have been a little red flag back in the day.
Story hits a little different now.
All right, Amber, a couple of minutes here. So I'm always a little bit weary of family stuff. Starting to work together here, man, but this one might be for good for you and your dad.
Yes, I think so. So for the new listeners here, and I'm new, so you probably don't know, I have two YouTube channels and a podcast. And my dad and my mother, before she passed, they were always very supportive of me creating content. I have a degree in performance arts, so entertainment has always been in my blood. And so anyways, after my mom passed, dad was saying that he wanted to have a hobby, something to keep him busy because now he's got more time on his hands. And so he called me downstairs one day and he was like, hey, why don't you have a seat? And he's on his elliptical just getting it, right? And he says, why don't you have a seat? I wanted to know, like, do you need like a cameraman for your YouTube channels? Mm. And I was like, well, which one? Because I have Paranormal Black Activity where I do the ghost hunting. And then I have the regular one, Professionally Silly. And he said, well, I'm thinking about the paranormal one because I want to figure out this one question that I've always had about ghosts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what are you talking about? I just want to know if black ghosts are black.
Oh, what an interesting question.
That's what he said.
Never thought about that. Said, you think when you die, you just lose your blackness?
I don't know, dude. Like, I guess it's like when they come in black and white. Can you tell they're black when you see them? Like, he's just like overthinking it. But my dad is a very comical guy. But,
yeah, if you see an apparition, it's going to be in
that's
white.
That's what I told him.
Because if it's black, you're not going to see it.
Well, it depends.
I mean,
you're the paranormal investigator.
Yeah, the different types of apparitions and shadow people and things like that. And so I'm thinking you can, because if I see a quote unquote white ghost, I know they're white. I mean, it's just there. But I'm wondering if it's like, and then he said, well, can we see him in black and white or is it in color? Like, he's got a lot of questions. So he volunteered to be my cameraman for my YouTube channels and stuff. And I'm really excited about it because he's actually pretty good with the camera and his commentary is great. He goes, but I don't want to be on camera. And I want to be filmed screaming if something goes down.
You know? Yeah, he's good on camera until there's a ghost in front of him. And we'll see how good he is.
Well, this is more than just a cameraman, because you said his commentary is great. So he's not just filming, he's participating from behind the camera.
He's not going to be able to help himself. Where do you think I get it from, Kristen?
It's great for you guys.
Yeah, it's going forward.
For
it's
sure. What are the names of the YouTube channels?
My first one is called Professionally Silly. It's also the same name as my podcast. And my second channel is called Paranormal Blacktivity.
Please come back with answers. We need answers.
Yes. Got you. Please.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, Katie here. Are you thinking about canceling your 30th birthday?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a milestone,
man. You just going to turn 30?
No, I'm
29 forever.
This is good.
No, I'm going to turn 30. I don't want to celebrate it. And it just feels like there's been a lot of minor inconveniences that have piled up and turned into like a big inconvenience where it's just like...
What do you mean? You mean in the planning of it?
In the planning of things surrounding it. So I decided, I told you all about how my best friends were asking me, Katie, what are you going to do for your birthday? What are you going to do for your birthday? And I was like, y'all plan something, right? That didn't happen.
That didn't do it?
No. Oh. So I decided I was going to throw a house party. Easy peasy.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't have to worry about going out anywhere. I'm at home. I can get as lit as I want to be. Mm-hmm. And just have a nice theme and, you know, have my friends and stuff there.
Sure.
So I'm starting to plan this whole thing out, and then I get a call, and it's like my aunt. She's like, I'm actually going to be in town on that weekend. So I'm like, okay, the weekend that I have planned for this party, I can no longer do at my house.
Why can't
she? Because the owner of that house is going to be there.
So why can't you invite your aunt?
What? She would not. No.
She doesn't want her aunt, like, that's her aunt's house. Her aunt is not going to want a house party in her home.
Because she's going to be freaked out. Things are going to get ruined. Okay.
Yeah, and she's like,
so she's not even coming because it's your birthday. She's just going home.
No, yeah. She's just coming down here to do her taxes. Literally.
Can't you do something really nice for her and put her up in a hotel?
No. So then I was like, okay, if I have to go through this, then I'll probably just cancel it or find another place. So then my friend's like, hey, you can have the party at my place. I'm like, okay, her place is smaller. It's not giving what I wanted. Mm-hmm. So in my head, I'm like, I don't really know if I want to do that. Then I got some bad news about a family member who is really sick right now, health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got that news, now I'm only focused on that person and mentally what's going on with them, that I'm like, I don't even feel like celebrating because I have someone really close to me who's going through something terrible. Like, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. I'd rather just chill or, like, comfort them.
You feel like it would disrespect them, or do you feel like you're just not feeling it because you're empathetic to the pain?
Yeah.
And you don't feel like celebrating?
Yes, because of that. I'm like, I don't want to celebrate this because they're going through something. Like, why do I want to celebrate my 30? And so it's little things like that where I'm just getting in my head and I just mentally feel like, what's the point? Why can't I just...
Okay, so take all this other stuff out. None of this other stuff exists. The fact your aunt's coming in town, that you have a sick family member, you know, all of that out. Just strictly think it's about you and your 30th. Why do you not want to celebrate?
I don't know. It's a feeling that I have.
And I respect it because I had a big milestone birthday that I did not want to celebrate, and I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And people tried to force me, like they were trying to force me, and I'm like, my wishes are not to acknowledge this day, and I want you to respect that.
I feel like right now it's how I feel about celebrating my birthday is that I'm doing it for everyone else who's like, you should celebrate.
Don't do it. Don't do it then.
Don't do that.
If you want to celebrate your dirty 30, then do it. If you don't. That's the power of your 30s.
You know what you do? You send a Venmo request to every single person saying you need to celebrate, and you request $100 from them. You take that money and you go on a solo vacation.
Oh.
They want you to celebrate. Okay. Help me celebrate. This is how I want to celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those people that's like, and maybe you will be glad you did it. There have been instances like you don't want to do something and people like, no, but you should. And then you do it and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. In an instance like this, it's about you. It's your birthday. If you want to celebrate it, do. If you don't, don't. And nobody should make you feel bad about that.
This is like the same advice, like when parents have a friend that says that they don't want to have kids. Parents think that their friends think that you just don't know what you're missing. You're making a mistake because you don't have the wisdom or the experience of it. And probably it's the same for the birthday also. Because my knee-jerk reaction to you is like, man, you are special and these should be celebrated, right? Each and every year should be celebrated. But if that's not what you want to do, then at the end of the day, that is your decision.
I completely agree. I don't think you should celebrate it if you don't want to. But knowing you, I don't know why, but something tells me you might regret not celebrating your 30th.
But I already canceled my birthday dinner because it was going to be a birthday dinner on my actual birthday that falls during the week. And then it was going to be a party after that. And the birthday dinner, I just scrapped it. I said, no, on my actual birthday, I want to spend that alone. I know that for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is the thing. It's kind of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowed to do with it what you want.
Don't feel bad about it at all.
Are you surprised we're not talking you out of it?
No. I mean, like, I'm surprised that you aren't. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what could happen also? Yes. So 3 months down the line, you're like, dang, I really wish I would have had a party. Then have a 30-year-old party 3 months from now. Who cares?
That's a fact.
Right?
Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, happy not birthday.
Yeah,
happy not birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, who cares?
Or not happy birthday.
Not happy birthday.
Not happy birthday.
30.
Thanks for listening. Get more Burt Show fix at thebirdshow.com or follow us on social media at The Burt Show.